if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, "Now here, what your clothes, here."
If the mother was to bring the clothes in?
She'd tell the child, "Now here."
To bring the clothes in to dry, I believe.
Or she brings, if the child's learning to dress himself, she brings the clothes in and she tells him, "Now here."
Tell him, "Go ahead and dress yourself."
Here, what, your clothes?
Yeah, here's your clothes. Now you dress yourself. Put your clothes on. Some says put them on. Some says dress yourself.
If you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, "You don't need to be scared. I, what, gonna hurt you?"
"I'm not gonna hurt you. It won't hurt you."
Would you ever use the word ain't?
Yeah, heard the word ain't.
How would you use
it? It ain't gonna go to hurt you.
Okay.
Ain't gonna go to hurt you, yeah.
If I ask you, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No, it, I didn't go to town, so it, what?"
"No, I didn't go to town, so I didn't need to go, or something happened, you know, that I didn't go."
Or if I ask you, "Was that you that I saw in town?"
Well,
you might say, "No, it."
Yeah, that. If it wasn't me, I'd say no, it wasn't me.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Yeah, to get the correct color
of
the dress.
She'd call that a little...
A sample.
Uh-huh.
A little sample.
If she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
Very suitable. Very suitable.
Or she likes the way it looks, she'd say it's very
nice.
And something you could wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
indelible pencil or pen and ink.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use
safety pin.
And a dime is worth. Talking about money.
Oh, a dime is worth, in a way, you see, it's worth more than two nickels is because it's silver. And the nickels are made out of nickel stuff. You see, it's not as valuable as the silver is.
Well, you could say a dime is two nickels, or it's...
Two nickels or a dime.
Or...
Just one dime. One dime or two nickels.
What else is smaller than a dime?
Penny.
So a dime is worth?
10 pennies.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
This week?
What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
What would he wear to church? Well, of course they go in different so many ways, you know, in dress and all. Some wears a shirt and trousers. Of course they all wear the underwear, you see. And some wears a kind of a jumper. Some wears a coat.
If he's all dressed up.
And some wears a jacket like and wear a tie. But most of them goes without ties now. Go with a top shirt unbuttoned this way like that.
If he was wearing his best clothes, he'd say that he was wearing a
suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand?
Brand new. Brand new. Brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Which?
A three-piece suit?
Well, a three-piece suit, would that be a coat and trousers and a shirt?
Well, what's the old-fashioned thing people would wear? It didn't have any sleeves. They'd wear it over their shirt.
A jacket.
What did a jacket look like?
Well, it's about the same as a sweater, what you call a sweater, you see, or a jacket, either one.
Is that the same as a vest?
Yeah, about the same. Same as a dress.
Is a vest?